Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
G'day, podcasters.
G'day.
It's Ellie.
Yeah. I never say g'day. I say hi, podcasters.
Hi, podcasters.
Yeah, I know. Should I mix it up?
Yeah, let's do a brand new intro like you've never done before. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Konnichiwa, podcaster.
No,
that's... That's no in Japanese. I studied Japanese at school.
Yes.
So therefore I can
You're allowed to speak it.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to put the accent
no.
on at the same time.
You have to.
No.
You have to. Konnichiwa.
Yes. Just say konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. No, no. You have to actually do a bit of the accent because then you're pronouncing the words correctly.
I feel like I can do a samurai voice. Now, if this is too racist, bleep it.
Okay.
Konnichiwa. No? Are
it's
we bleep?
Guttural. Really.
Did it bleep? Did we bleep it?
Nah, we won't bleep it.
Okay.
We'll let the people hear that.
Oh, no.
Konnichiwa.
You're really gonna.
Yeah, that's a Mr. Miyagi type.
Yeah,
vibe,
it is. Yeah, he's getting flies out of the air with chopsticks.
Yeah, that's impressive. I could use him at my place at the moment because I have flies. My apartment is right near the communal bin.
Segway queen, everybody. Ellie Chaney.
Thank you. And so I get a lot of flies in my... We think that the flies come through the doggy door from outside.
It's not the fly door. Come on.
Yeah, I
Wait
know.
Your turn.
I know, right? So, yeah, we talk about the bug infestation in great detail that I've had in my house in the past few days in today's podcast.
Yeah.
It's been hectic.
It's not great chat.
It's not great chat. I took a while to tell my story, to be honest.
You're still telling it. In some universes, you're still going, I think. It's two-thirds of the podcast is your bug story. 3 bugs came into your house. 45 minutes later, we find out on the air. Great. It's great podcast, though. We had pineapples in the studio. It smells so good in the studio at the moment.
I can't smell the pineapple anymore. I think I'm immune to it.
I've developed a resistance to it.
Yeah. I've been wallowing in pineapple for the last 3 hours. But yeah, here all the pineapple carving shenanigans. And also, you've invented a new game. It's called Marketplace Wars. It's a bit of fun.
This is a highlight, I think, of the show. If you love it and you want it to continue, you want it to come back, we'll hopefully get some proper prizing and all of that sort of sound effects and everything made up for it. Marketplace Wars. Yeah, if you love it, let us know, please.
Do you know what's a bit of fun about Marketplace Wars is our big boss, Benny, he never listens to our show.
No, he doesn't.
And we always tease him about that because we're like, you're our boss, you should probably listen to us.
Yeah, who are you going to listen to on the way home, Mark and Caroline?
He's messaged our group chat. Heard Marketplace gear the Savo, get many callers, just to prove.
Get many callers? So you didn't listen. He didn't listen.
Wow. We only asked for one caller and we got it. Like, what? How's that?
We had a deck of callers. People missed out on the game this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. But I just love that he's done that to prove that he's listening.
But he's also proved that he's switched off very quickly. Anyway. It gets better than this, I promise.
Oh, I don't know if it does, but we'll see.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Something local I wanted to bring to the show. It's Halloween time.
Yes.
What is more local than a pure gold pineapple? They're making these things called spooky pines at the moment.
Hey!
Meant for carving.
Meant for carving.
Carving
and
eating.
I didn't even know that you could carve a pineapple.
They're not inedible either. So we still get the pineapple out of this.
Okay.
Don't throw away your pineapple. But have a look at this.
It's a decent-sized pineapple. Like, that's as big as my head, would you say?
Slightly smaller than your head, but the hair's pretty much the same, isn't it? The spiky top.
Oh, yeah, very similar hairdo. I even straightened my hair this morning. It still looks like that.
It's got a prickly personality, just like you as well.
Yeah, but it's sweet inside.
There we go. Okay. I'm doing a little bit of research. Pure gold pineapples, growers all around Queensland, but a lot of them here on the sunny coast, like Glasshouse Mountains, Biwa, that sort of thing. I thought, why not? Instead of pumpkins, which are notoriously the thing that you do over in the States.
Morica, yep.
Let's make it an Aussie tradition and let's start carving our own pineapples instead. I did it a couple of years ago, loved it.
Yep.
And I thought I'd share it with you, Savi.
All right. So you're giving us till the end of the show. We each have to carve our own pumpkin.
Yeah, I don't remember how long it took me. Last time I did this was many, many years ago. However, surely we can just knock this over in a couple of hours.
I don't back myself with this competition.
Well, I am giving you the largest knife in the building.
Is that wise?
It's not wise, but they don't have any smaller, and we will need a large knife to cut into these things. We cut the top open, we hollow it out, we draw a face on the front.
You draw a face on the
front?
Well,
you cut a face into it, you know. We might want to draw it to make it sure it looks good.
Okay. Well, I burnt myself on my stove last night, so I'm not doing well with kitchen implements at the moment.
And this is going to involve fire. You're going to have to put a little candle in it at the end to light up.
Oh, gosh. All right.
It's called
Challenge accepted.
Pino lantern.
Do I have to do a fun design?
Well, what do you want to do?
I don't know, like a Krusty the Clown type vibe?
Yeah, go for it. Okay. It needs to be spooky. It needs to scare the kids that come in here after, you know, for collecting their Under the Pump Kids t-shirts and stuff.
Should I do a Taz pineapple then?
Very funny.
Similar hair, actually. Your Johnny Bravo hair is a bit like the top of a...
Sweet on the inside.
Pineapple. All right. Well, this will be up on our socials over the next few hours. So if you want to see the before and after photos of our pumpkins, check them out. Oh, that is not a sound effect. That is legitimately Taz putting knives together.
Back up Fridays, everybody.
Okay.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home. On 91.9 CFM.
Chaos hit my house last night.
Chaos.
In fact, it's hit my house multiple times over the last few days.
What's going on?
And I feel like this is probably happening in a lot of places. So you know how we've had some really hot weather lately?
Oh, I think I might know where you're going with this. Yes.
It's kind of the first really hot days we've had for the summer.
Yep.
Plus, we've had a storm coming,
mm-hmm.
which from what I've read is the perfect situation for bugs to start appearing in your house.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the same page with you here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of ants actually come inside because they sense the rain coming.
Mm.
About a week out, they know that it's going to rain. They go, all right, rain's coming.
Yep.
Let's move in.
Yep.
Well, that spare bedroom, that's ours now.
Exactly. Well, there is supposed to be a storm on the way tonight. We'll keep you across that as we have more information. But on Monday, was it, we had a team meeting call, right? Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yeah,
we're on the phone and I joined from home. And what happened? Do you remember me screaming when I picked up the phone?
Oh, you said something like a spider. Was there a spider or something in your room?
There sure was, Taz.
Yeah.
There was a baby huntsman
mm-hmm.
that crawled underneath the coffee machine as I was trying to make a coffee.
Yeah.
Not ideal. But I was a big girl. I dealt with it because it was just a small huntsman. A little bit of context here. I hate spiders. I'm very scared of them. They're too erratic for me. They're like crabs.
Yes.
Never know which direction they're going to go in. They're very quick.
Crabs of the land is what they call
crabs
them.
Crabs of the land,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a fan.
I'm not a spider fan either, and I was hoping to marry into or date a girl that didn't mind them. However, Celeste terrified, which means then it reverts back to being on me, even though I hate them.
Yep.
I can't get rid of them. I can't bring myself to kill them, though. I have to catch them, as terrifying as I am.
Oh, that's very brave. Well, it's very brave. So I had the baby huntsman on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I notice in the garage door, in the inside of the garage door, a massive huntsman, obviously the mama of the baby.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, it's kind of outside. I'm just going to leave it be.
It's on the inside of your garage.
The inside of the garage
is
the carport.
Outside.
So, like, it's all it's got is, so, like, I've got an inside door that leads to the carport, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll leave it till Dan gets home, my partner. And he can maybe shoo it away when he gets home because I'm not getting close to it.
Mm-hmm.
I leave it. He gets home.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, surely it was near the garage door. Surely it just went outside.
That's on you for not keeping an eye on it.
We're watching TV last night. Dan quietly gets up
and
goes towards the door. I hear a... And then he comes back and he said, I found the huntsman that you had seen. It had crawled under the door inside the house and started running. He took care of it. I thought, thank God, I've got him. Like, beautiful, thank you for doing that. Thought nothing else of it. 40 minutes later, watching TV. The world's biggest huntsman that I've ever seen goes scurrying from inside the aircon.
Take the mayo off this story for a second.
Huge, Taz.
Dinner plate.
Huge.
Dinner plate size, hand size, what are we talking?
Dessert plate. Sized.
Bigger than your hand, that, like fingers.
Your hand right now that you're holding up. You've even got long, skinny fingers.
I have a big finger.
It looks like
and
a
eight of them as well, which is weird.
That scurried across. And so then it went behind the TV. So he's getting out the TV. He had to tape two fly swats next to each other to try and get to this huntsman. Because I was like, I can't. I'm in this corner holding the cavoodle.
Who's more scared, you or the cavoodle?
Well, the cavoodle was shaking too. The cavoodle knew what was going on. We were both scared.
Who was more scared, you or the cavoodle?
Me, probably.
Yeah.
Anna is in Palmview. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
Have you had a bug infestation in your house in the last few days?
I wouldn't say a bug infestation, but we had a wasp the other day.
I had a wasp too, actually.
Did it come inside, Anna? It's not about you, Ellie. It's about Anna.
I just remembered that.
It was in our kitchen. I have no idea how it got there, but yeah.
Who got rid of it, Anna?
Oh, my kid's dad got rid of it.
It's good to have a man on standby to do that. It's dirty work. I don't want to, like, you know, not be feminist about it, but when it comes to catching bugs, I need a man.
Wish I had a man around my place.
Yeah. Gee.
Especially when the spiders come out. Thank you so much, Anna. Hey, I actually have a few bugs around mine as well.
Yeah.
545-11919 if you've had any bugs in your place recently, especially because of the weather, the changes. Celeste was in the shower in the bathroom, and she'd left the light on last night.
Mm.
I go in. Light had been on for like 40 minutes or something at this point. So I didn't realise. It was just a bit hot and stuffy in the bathroom. I've opened the window.
Mm.
Now, what's obviously happened is the light has drawn the bugs out of the darkness for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Because she's been in the bathroom so long that they were all on the outside of the window. I didn't realise. I've then slid the window open.
Oh, zoom. No.
The ceiling was covered in bugs.
Oh.
Within a minute, and I've gone, yeah, you're on your own, babe. See ya.
Oh. I want to test the theory with the Sunny Coast. Are you also being invaded by bugs over the last few days, or is it just me? Tazzy, you've had a story.
Yep.
Well, opening it to the phones, 545-11919. Catherine is in Nambour. Catherine, hit us with it. Have you had a bug infestation at yours recently?
Oh, well, it was my cleaning day today. And so I was cleaning downstairs, as I rarely do, and there's a dead huntsman spider.
Yep.
And I was trying to vacuum it up, and it wouldn't go into the vacuum. It actually wouldn't suck at all. And I'm thinking, oh, I need to move it because I want to vacuum and mop.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't suck up. And I'm like, oh, what do I do? And I couldn't bear myself to get, like, a piece of tissue and pick it up. So I've got the other handle of the vacuum and stuck it into another area of the vacuum, and it finally sucked up, and I quickly went and put it in the bin.
So it wasn't even a live one.
And other little spiders around. No, it wasn't live.
I thought you were going to say
it was dead, but it was all curled up.
I thought you were going to say you were vacuuming, and then all of a sudden it became it was actually alive. It was just playing dead.
Yeah, sneaky. So did you say there's baby spiders as well?
Yes. So I've got a few other spiders downstairs, and I don't know because I've also had the pest control done, where they're all coming out of its work now, and they're just...
Nah, it's the weather, Catherine, I'm telling you. Weather. It's happening everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, if you're trick-or-treating on Cathy's street, maybe just skip Cathy's one, because those spider decorations are actually real spiders.
We do have... well, I will say, we do have some decorations this year, and we've got spiders and cobwebs throughout the hedge and one above when you walk through the walkway.
Yes.
There's Catherine with a Dyson just standing next to it.
On 91.9 CFM,
it's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Brand new game for the Sunny Coast. I'm calling it Marketplace Wars. If you can think of a better name, message me on Instagram personally or take it to the C page. It's something to do with Facebook Marketplace. Three items. I know how much the Sunny Coasters want for them. However, you just have to get two out of three. And if you can, a $50 Event Cinemas gift card is all yours.
Absolutely. Now, usually we have like big sound effects and what we call openers made up when we come up with new games.
Yeah, like the under the palm. And that sort of thing.
Yeah, but because this is a new game, you know, which is still in the testing phase, we haven't done that yet.
The boss doesn't know if we're ever going to play it again.
Yeah. So I've just scrolled through and tried to find some war songs for you. We've got some Cosima DeVito.
Ain't nobody gonna steal this heart.
When
too
the war
slow.
Is over. No?
Too slow.
All right, what about this one? Marketplace.
Yes.
That's better. All right.
How much is it selling for?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I love it. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Megan from Little Mountain. G'day, Megan.
Hello, Megan. You there?
I'm here.
Ah, beautiful.
There we go. She's super excited to play. I can't wait to play the first ever time of Marketplace Wars. All right, how this is going to work, Megan, we've got a $50 Event Cinemas gift card up for grabs, the Sabi. I have three items from Marketplace that people are trying to sell in the Sunshine Coast and extended surrounds. I don't want to grab things from overseas or anything like that. It's just Sunny Coast, a little bit of Caboolture as well. These are real things that I have found on Marketplace. I'm going to tell you about the item. And then you have to guess how much you think it's going to sell for on Marketplace. If you can beat Ellie, 2 out of 3, you're winning the gift card, all right?
Alrighty.
Let's do it, Meegs.
All right, number one. I'm not going to show Ellie any pictures, Megan, either. Don't think I'm cheating. I'm completely on your side here. I actually don't want Ellie to win ever, so...
Does she have to buzz in or does she just go first?
No, no, so you'll both submit a price.
Okay.
Closest to the pin wins.
Okay, who goes
Good.
First?
Good, I like working this out. You can go first so that Megan can have another hand.
Oh, all right.
All right?
Okay, hit me.
This one is a Domino's car sign. That's all the title is, but it is one of those plastic light-up Domino's car signs that you can put on the top of your car, mm-hmm. become a delivery driver. How much
instantly?
Is Wes selling that for on Facebook Marketplace?
As soon as you said that, the number 30 popped into my mind, so I'm locking in $30.
All right. Megan, what do you think for the Domino's car sign?
Yeah, I was saying 25.
You're going to go under the 30?
Ooh.
Well, Wes, it's not cheap. He wants $120.
Oh, wow. Huge.
Oh, Megan. All right, it's an uphill climb for you, Megan, but that's all right. We've got two more to go. You've got two more. Here we go. This is something a little more obscure. A 4-meter-tall steel spiral staircase. Do you have a 2-floor home, like a 2-story home? You need a spiral staircase. How much is Samantha wanting for a spiral staircase on Facebook Marketplace?
Oh, my gosh.
Go for it, Ellie.
I actually have one of these at my parents' beach shack.
Oh, here we go. Man of the people. Woman of the people, everybody.
I'm going to say 1,500.
1,500. Okay, Megan, what do you think for the spiral staircase?
Yeah, 2,800.
Are you sure you want to go that high, Megan?
Yeah, go on.
All right. It's an absolute bargain. 1,250. Oh! Ellie's 2 from 2. Oh! All right, Megan, what I'll do, since it's the first time we've ever played this game, if you can get this last one...
It's triple or nothing.
It's worth triple points. The final round. I love it. Okay, final round. This one's really cool, actually. Simon is wanting to sell on Marketplace a Transition TR500 downhill bike. That's from Robert Irwin's private collection.
Stop it.
So literally the picture of the Marketplace is Robert Irwin with a downhill bike, like a proper dirt bike.
Oh, God. All right.
How much is a Transition TR500 downhill bike that's been owned by Robert Irwin? Ellie.
I'll lock in 5,000.
Surely it's not worth that much, Megan. What do you want to think? What do you want to lock in?
Going to say 3,500.
Oh, you know what? It's quadruple points if you get it. Bang on, Megan. 3.5K.
Stop! You're going to the movies, Megan.
Well done, Megan. And do you think the game has legs moving forward?
Oh, I reckon it's a great game.
Yes.
There you go, that's all
bring
we need.
Bring it back, bring it back.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home. On 91.9 CFM.
Talking some stats this afternoon, especially around workplace affairs, after a stat that's come out saying 43% of workers have admitted to some infidelity with a colleague. That does include anything, though. That's not going the whole way. That's also just like kissing or having a work husband or a work wife.
Okay. And I suppose it's across your work life, right? So it's not currently the job you're doing.
Yes, it's not. You're not currently having an affair. But I do have a top five. Do you want to do the top five industries most likely to cheat? This is a huge
stat. Yes, I guess. Look, cheating is my trigger, as you know.
How would I know that?
Oh, don't you? Because I talk about it all the time.
People don't normally talk about their triggers.
I used it just like, who gets the last spring roll? Me, because I got cheated on once. that's kind of how I bring it up.
Take it,
in
take
conversation.
It.
No, but I got cheated on by my ex-boyfriend of 5 years.
Yes.
And he hooked up with someone, firstly on a work conference.
Yep.
And then another chick at a Christmas party.
I got some stats for you there as well. Where did the infidelity start? At a workplace party or event, 20% of the time, that's where it's starting. In the workplace itself, it's the most common one at 25%. All right, let's get to those industries. People want to know.
Okay, yeah.
They want to know, all right? Number 5, hospitality or events management.
Oh, yeah, the late nights, you know, you
lots
have
of parties,
staff drinks when you close the bar.
Yeah, well done on
one
the event.
One thing leads to another.
You know.
And this is just affairs, right? This is just people in relationships hooking up with their colleagues. This isn't just like any office romance.
No, that's right. Okay. Number four is transport or logistics. I have no idea how to loop that in.
Oh, like long-haul truckers stopping over at the motel for the night.
Yeah, anybody working in transport, stuff like that. Number three, healthcare.
Oh,
you know what? I kind of get that one because you're through so much traumatic and emotional experiences in that job.
Mm.
They do a fantastic job, and you're in a team, and you're saving people's lives.
Mm.
You just need to let it out.
Oh, look, they've got the on-call rooms as well. If Grey's Anatomy is anything to go by, those things get a workout.
I didn't know you were working out the logistics already. Number two is teachers, training, and education.
Teachers, hey. Yeah. Well, at my school, gosh, I've got examples for all of this.
Do we need to know this story?
At my school, we had three teacher affairs.
Actually, I had one too.
Did you?
Mm, yeah. Not me personally. Yeah. Our school did. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Number I should one. Clarify, I wasn't in any of them either.
Number one.
It was my year seven teacher.
That's my trigger point. Number one is sales. So I'm looking at you, sales team, here for C.
Oh, we've got a sales team. Do you reckon anyone are hooking up with each other?
Barry.
No.
Mate. And the most likely...
I've got two Barrys. Which Barrys?
Both of them. Together. The workers aged 41 to 60, most likely to have affairs in the workplace. There's my stats. The stats, man.
41 to 60.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Both Barrys fall under
Stop
that bracket.
Stop calling out Barry. Times two. Oh, God. All right. Well, look, I don't condone it, Taz. I'm going to go on record.
Yeah.
If you're unhappy in your relationship.
Oh, here we go.
Don't, I'm getting on
the soapbox.
This
doesn't mean to be preachy.
Yes, it does.
No, it didn't.
Because this is
it started with you demanding a spring roll. Can it end with that, please?
All right. Can I have the last spring roll? And also, don't cheat on your partners, your dogs.
It's Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Taz?
If you're listening and you got kids and you'd like to support local and you'd like to do something fun for Halloween and you want a whole heap of pineapple at the end of it, can I suggest instead of jack-o'-lanterns this year, you go pino-lanterns?
Yeah, that's what we've been doing over the last 3 hours, carving out a pineapple.
Yep. If you go to the supermarket, I did yesterday, they actually have them in the fruit and veg place. They're just full pineapples. You have to lop the top off, hollow them out, draw a face on, cut the face out, and then hopefully you've got a candle. I need to find a candle to put in ours, and then we're ready to go. They're titled Spooky Pines, and they're grown in Australia. A lot of them, a lot of the pure gold pineapples actually grown here on the coast, places like Glasshouse Mountains and Biwa, that sort of thing. So it's, you know, not travelling very far, these pineapples.
There you go.
And they look fantastic.
I didn't really know what I was doing, to be honest. So I've kind of just hacked away at it. You've left some teeth in your mouth.
Yeah, of
course. I think that's a better option than what I've done. I've just gone for a smiling, happy pineapple.
I'm dropping pineapple everywhere and it is dripping as well. We'll get some candles in these. And I want to actually put something up on the socials tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say whose is whose.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get a voting as to who wins.
Okay, 100%. Bring it.
Also, tomorrow night, we're doing like a Halloween party here at sea just for the team.
Yep. Julesy's putting it on for everyone.
These will be perfect for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to make a little pina colada with the pineapple that we have left over.
Well, yeah, I mean, we spent, what, $10 on these pineapples because they were $5 each, I'm pretty sure.
Mm.
I've got a huge container of pineapple at the end. Mm. We're going to have awesome decorations for at least the next week or so.
There you go.
Perfect.
Have you named your pineapple at all?
No, mainly because I don't want to name him and then imagine if I'd accidentally stabbed him in the face as I was trying to cut him. And, you know, and then I'd be like,
feelings.
No, Jeffrey! You know, so I haven't named him yet. Maybe I'll let the Sunny Coast name on the socials tonight.
All right. Well, make sure you keep your eyes across those 919 CFM on Facebook and Instagram.
It's Ellie and Taz for The Drive Home on 91.9 CFM.